God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some way or another, they tied up the corners of his little mat that he was laying on. I don't know how they did it, but they lowered him down through that hole. Can you see him? Don't you imagine he's grinning like the cat that got the canary? He's lowering him down. He's going, hey, Jesus. Read. It really happened, didn't it? Put yourself in the room there. They brought him in and they couldn't find how to get him in, but they went up on the housetop and they let him down through the tiling with his couch. Now, this wasn't a sofa like what you think about. This is some kind of little mat. Into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, oh, thank God, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Well, now, that's not what they came there for, though, was it? What'd they come there for? He's paralyzed. He wants to be healed. So why does Jesus look at him and say, your sins are forgiven? Numerous reasons. One of the biggest is this. One of the biggest faith destroyers is condemnation. If your heart is condemning you over a thing, it interferes with you believing God. 1 John talks about, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God and before God, and whatever we ask, we receive of Him. Well, what if your heart is condemning you? You don't have confidence. Your faith's not going to work. So he looks at him and says, your sins are forgiven. No matter how you messed up, no matter what you did, your sins are forgiven. Now, what does that mean? No reason to be condemned. No reason to feel guilty. No reason to feel embarrassed or ashamed. No reason to draw back. No reason to think, I'm unworthy. I'm so unworthy. Why should the Lord heal me? That's got nothing to do with it. You're either forgiven or you're not. You're either cleansed or you're not. If you're really cleansed, if you're forgiven, there's no reason to feel ashamed. No reason to feel unworthy. Oh, when you know your sins are forgiven, your faith can work. Now your faith can work. Nothing holding me back. Because the devil will jump on your shoulder and say, oh, you sorry thing. You're a pitiful excuse for a Christian. Why should the Lord heal you? You've blown it so badly. You messed up. You disobeyed. You rebelled. You didn't do what he told you to do. Why in the world do you think you should be healed? Oh, he's famous for this kind of stuff. He'll ride people all night and all day and plug in their mind with this kind of stuff. And that's why Jesus looks at the man and said, look at me. Your sins are forgiven. Forgiven. How many believe that he believed that? How many think that man laying there on that mat, he believed it? So if he believed it, what happened? Like a 2-ton weight rolled off of him. All the guilt, all the embarrassment, all the shame, all the unworthiness rolled off of him. Now his faith can work. Hallelujah. Condemnation is gone. His faith is there. Ooh, hallelujah. It's one reason the devil wants to keep you in sin. If he can keep you in sin, he can keep you faithless. If he can keep you faithless, he can keep you powerless. Keep you without miracles, without provision, without healing. We've all missed it. We've all come short, sinned and come short of the glory of God. But that doesn't mean you have to feel unworthy and ashamed and embarrassed and guilty and condemned. I've had people say, well, yeah, but you don't know what I've done. Yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is. Amen. Don't care what you've done. You can be forgiven. You can be cleansed. And if you're clean, you're clean. Not almost clean, you're clean. Not almost forgiven, forgiven. He's the glory and the lifter up of my head. No more shame. No more embarrassment. Can you receive a healing? Yeah, you can. Can you come boldly to the throne of grace?
Yes.
And believe you receive? Can your faith work?
Yes.
When there's no condemnation, you can be bold. Oh, hallelujah. He said, your sins are forgiven. And the scribes and Pharisees thought, that's it. That's it. That's what we came here for. Blasphemer. Who can forgive sins? But God. Now, they didn't even say it out loud. Remember, Matthew said they said within themselves. And he heard it. Does the Lord hear what goes on inside you?
Yes.
He does.
Yeah.
Can you say something in your heart and him hear it just like you said it with your mouth?
Yes.
Yeah, there's many scriptures that prove that conclusively. And he spoke up and he said, why are you reasoning in your hearts about this? Because which is easier? To say your sins be forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? He asked a question. We need to entertain that question. You tell me, which is easier? To get your sins forgiven or to get healed? Which is easier? How many have confidence that if somebody came down to the altar to give their heart to the Lord and believe, they'd be saved? Every time? Would you be sure? If somebody came and said, I'm sorry, I've missed it, I asked the Lord to forgive me, would you be confident that 100 times out of 100, they could be forgiven?
Yes.
What about somebody being healed?
Yes.
Well, now, Brother Moore, that's a different deal, is it?
No.
Who said it was a different deal?
No.
It is a different deal with many people because of how they believe about it. They've been taught for years that the Lord forgives and He forgives all, and they believe that. But they've been taught for years that it's not His will to heal all and that He doesn't heal all, and they believe that. And that's what makes it more difficult. A fellow that has had huge meetings out on foreign fields was saying this one time. He said, if I can get to a people before they've heard anything, if I can get to a group of people that had heard anything at all about Jesus, nobody's told them about Paul's thorn or Job's boils or any of this. And I preach to them, and when I preach that Jesus saves, right after it I say He heals in the same breath. And if you'll come and believe, He'll forgive you and save you and heal you. They don't know any better. And they just come and get saved and healed at the same time. Because nobody told them that it was different and harder and not always His will. Oh, thank God. If we can just become convinced that it's just as easy to be healed from a problem, physical problem, as it is to be forgiven of a sin. Is it? Did Jesus differentiate? No, He demonstrated it. He said, you got a problem with this, huh? Well, which one's easier? You know, they're always telling Him about He couldn't heal on the Sabbath day, but they never told Him which day He could. As far as when, I shouldn't say it like this. They never had a healing day. Huh? When was their healing day? Oh, they could tell Him when He couldn't do it, but they never did it. So He said, all right, you got a problem with me telling the man his sins are forgiven. All right, which one's easier? Tell him get up and walk, or tell him his sins are forgiven. They're like, duh, duh, duh. They hadn't got a clue about either one. They're just fault finders.
Amen.
And He looks at the man. Are you ready?
Yeah.
That you may know the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your couch, go to your house. And immediately, He got up before them, shut their mouths, didn't it? What do they got to say now? They're getting ready to go get their donkey. And He took up that whereon He lay. and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Glorifying God. Healing glorifies God. Not sickness. Not disease. Deliverance glorifies God. Not sin. Now listen, sin can be an occasion for God to be glorified. Like sickness can be. When you hear somebody was terrible, terrible sin, and God brought them out and saved them, was God glorified? In what? Not in the sin, but in the deliverance, in the salvation. So the sin didn't bring God glory. The sin was the occasion of God getting glory, but God didn't get glory in the sin. Same thing with sickness. People have questions about John 11 and 9 and some of those places. And here's the answer. Sickness can be an occasion for God to be glorified, but sickness doesn't glorify God. Healing glorifies God. Healing, miracles, deliverance. The man got up. Oh, what do you think the guys on top of the house are doing? Ooh, man, they're jumping and shouting. And the scribes and Pharisees are scoffing and swallowing their teeth and spitting. And the man departed to his own house glorifying God. They made him away now. The ushers cleared out. And he said, oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And the bunch on top of the house are jumping up and down. Probably a lot more dust falling now. They said, oh, Joe's walking. Joe's walking. Look, man, he's walking. He's walking. I told you. I told you if we'd get him to Jesus, he'd walk out of here today. Faith. Do you hear how faith sounds? How faith acts? Faith is persistent. Faith won't quit. Faith won't quit. Faith receives. And they were all amazed. And they glorified God and were filled with fear. And they said, we have seen some strange stuff today. Amen. Not for believers, this is not strange. Is it? This should be normal for us. Just as normal as people coming and getting their sins forgiven, it should be just as normal to see people come and get healed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man Born by Four, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R627. That's R627. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and child care through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.